Well, you know, the beginning of ECM, the very early recordings, Manfred documented Keith Jarrett and Gary Burton and Dave Holland and Chick Corea. And, you know, he embraced the young American cats who were playing and being themselves in a world of improvisation that wasn't a style like bebop or swing or whatever. It was a collective energy and approach, you know. And Manfred opened the door for some young European musicians that he was hip to, Jan Garnbrecht and Bobo Stinson and others, you know, and gave them an opportunity to express their music, which was influenced by the American jazz scene, you know? But they had their own feelings and own energy and own natural rhythm from where they were from, Scandinavian countries and different places, you know. Manfred had a vision of the world of music that he started to document, and the combinations of things that came together with the American masters and the European up-and-coming masters, let's say, you know, at that time, late from 1969 in the early 70s. I mean, I graduated high school in 1971, so I was really involved in the music and the studying and listening to the masters. And when I first heard Jan Garbrecht and some of those cats that I never heard of before, it was beautiful. It was like another light opening and shining, or the sky opening, you know, to realize that there was this beautiful energy about creative music on an international scale that it was beautiful for me. And Carmen also, we remember listening to a record called Sart with Jan Garbrecht, you know, and hearing all those things, you know, and because we were real deep into the Keith Jarrett Quartet with Paul Motion and Charlie Hayden and Dewey, and then all of a sudden Keith has a quartet with Jan and Polly Danielson and John Christensen, and they came and played in New York. I went to hear them, and you know, that started a lot of things to happen, you know. But Facing You, the first Keith Jarrett record, man, I heard that right away. Oh, yeah, and it's on ECM, wow. You know, and then other Keith Jarrett recordings, but Crystal Silence with Chick Corea and Gary Burton was amazing, man, when that came out. Conference of the Birds with Anthony Braxton, Sam Rivers, Barry Ashuel and Dave Holland's recording. That record was a very important record in my young, early development and inspiration about improvising together and creating music as an ensemble within the music like that. You know, so Manfred was contributing at the highest level, man, right from the beginning, you know. And I'm really proud to be a part of it today in the 50th anniversary year, creating a situation for myself to be expressive and follow my ideas about composition. And my working with Gunther Schuller through the years could have been a project for Manfred, you know. But working with Gunther and this 12-tone concept from the early 90s and before, being around him and having his embrace as a young musician and improviser, is a lot of ideas that I've been working on. Now I have a forum to really express them, you know, at this age for me. It's like a new beginning. It's beautiful.